And good morning. Good morning, my friends. This is Just Norm, and you are listening to Run Norman, the podcast about nothing. It's almost Seinfeldian in nature, if that's even a word. It is October the 4th, and it is 2014, and as well, it's about 6:30 a.m. I am in West Central Florida on a rainy and muggy morning, but the degree of rainy and muggy descriptors are not high. I guess that's a fancy way of saying it's not raining this minute. And it's not as muggy as I've seen before. I have been up since just about 4:30 this morning. My alarm went off at 4:45, but I was awake before that. I knew the rain was going to be this morning. I knew it would be about the time that I'm running, but decided to see if I couldn't run through it or miss it. Because the forecast this whole week has been for rain Saturday morning, and this would usher in a cold front. And when I say cold front, you got to remember, I'm in Florida. So a cold front for us is going to be dry temps in the low 80s and dry temps overnight in the 60s. And that's going to feel pretty good. It's almost always the humidity that's the key around here. So the forecast called for scattered showers this morning, followed by a front in which there would be breezy conditions and a noticeable difference in the air. I'm running a bit too spryly, but oh well, who cares? Run spry, Norman. Run spry. I thought about running tomorrow when the overnight air would indeed be cooler for a crisp, cool run. But as I've not run much this week, I felt pretty inclined to get up and get one in now. The greed factor. I wanted to run today instead of tomorrow. Oh, I think I've woken up the doggy in that house. A walk break. Let's take it. So I've covered almost a mile. The wrist appliance, the wrist app says 0.82 miles with a heart rate of about 137. That's pretty good. So what's going on? I don't know where to begin. I don't know what to say. I want to say what's on my mind, but I don't want it to have any negative inclination to it. Not that I'm feeling negative. I feel great. I feel good today. I feel good now. You ever notice how I enunciate particularly heavily on certain words? Even in the beginning of the show, I was thinking, I go back in my mind and think my thoughts from how I opened up. You never know if I'm going to say, just Norm, or just Norm, or mix it up and say, just Norm. I do that for shock value, or just an attempt to be different. That's all. Or I do it specifically to bring home the point. Like, I feel good now, which insinuates I might not feel good later, or I didn't feel good this week. And I think it was the latter. And I even have to qualify that, because I did not feel bad this week. I felt more overwhelmed. Because of the work environment. You know, hospitals are like, I have to stop for a second because, oh, there's the light. It was pitch black in this road and I couldn't see if it was dead ending. And it is. So I'm gonna make a left here. I'm using that same loop around the neighborhood kind of approach to today's run that I did last week. Though I don't know why I'm doing that today, because I'm not in search of particular mile numbers. In other words, it doesn't have to be 9 or 10 miles. That's always nice, but I really don't care today. I just want to run. But yeah, hospitals, as you can tell by not only television, but anybody who works in healthcare or hospitals, can become a bit of a soap opera. There's a bit of drama involved in working in hospitals. Sometimes to a lesser degree than others. And I'm not even saying that work was like a soap opera. I'm just saying that it's if you allow it, it can invade into your thoughts when you're not there. How's that? Not too wordy, not too poetic or dramatic. All right, I got to think here for a second which way I'm going to go. There's traffic. There's a bit of road that doesn't have a walkway. And I don't know if I want to go south or not. Let's see. Let's head north. I'm not going to go south. I'm going to head north back up towards the causeway, which I'm not on yet. Let's do this. This is safer. It seems right. I'm running by feel today. So I don't think the traffic is too bad that I need to pause here. Although you do hear some of the rain slickened roads, which amplifies the sound of cars. I think the cars are not that often. But yeah, I find that, you know, like driving home from work, I have to make a conscious effort to leave work behind me. Whether I listen to award-winning podcasts or radio shows, or turn off any sound and simply meditate while I'm driving. Maybe that's not right. I'm not meditating. I'm just welcoming in the quiet and shutting out the noisy clutter. So yeah, I'm glad that I can do that. I feel kind of, what's the word? Grateful that I'm able to do that. There have been times in the past when I've not been able to do that. But this week was particularly thought-provoking. Is that the word I'm looking for? Because of the acuity of the patients that I saw. I mean, let's face it, it's hard to put out of your mind the matters of illness, life, and death. It's just hard to do if you care. And we know that I care. Not to insinuate others don't, but I think I care a little bit differently. Is that fair? Yeah, I think it is. So, anyway, I spoke on Wednesday out here at this very same area on a run about how life is just kind of rushing past me the past 2 weeks. It's affected my time management. It's affected my initiative to get out and put the runs in. Here's a big truck. Let's pause this. Okay, that's a little better. Now we have traffic crossing here. Let's be careful. There's just much more traffic than I thought when I first started this, maybe because I was in the neighborhood, but I'll be doing about another half a mile to a mile loop here, and then I'll be on the dedicated causeway, and that should help. What was I saying? Yeah, time management and initiative and overall energy to get out and get my runs in. It's been greatly affected by the rapid pace of my and or life itself. That's just my perspective. My perception is the better word. That's my perception. So, multiple pauses, as you may be noticing, on the heels of the last word of perception. Got to be a bit too trafficy. I shut her down, and then I started her back up as I was passing this series of tents at the Causeway Shopping Center. Looks like there's going to be a fair or a festival. There may have been one last night. Because those two workers were saying goodnight to each other. Anyway, I'm now on Paula Drive, which is one of the half circles adjacent to the causeway. And it's much quieter. And as well, I'm enjoying some of the scenery. And as well, you hear my friends the birds chirping, don't you? Isn't that pretty? So now I'm looking at palm trees and the dawning of a new day with breaks in the clouds. I see some dark grays, some fading grays, some white puffies, and little spots of clarity where the sun is trying to peek through. But it's not quite sunrise yet. It's looking very pretty to me here as I've now turned northbound past the wood picket fence to my right and the cement barrier wall separating me from traffic on my left. Soon I will be turning again on a semicircle. This one, I believe, is named Michael Place, adjacent to the Dunedin Causeway. A bit more traffic on the causeway as well compared to last week. I don't know what all this hubbub is about. Oh, the name of the street is Woodette Drive. Michael Place is on the south side of the road. So yeah, I don't know what this extra traffic is about. This could be the season start to what they call snowbirds, people that come down from the northern states, although I've never noticed there's a definitive excuse me. Oh, pardon me. I had a tickle in my throat. I've never seen a definitive start to that season. You just kind of notice as you look up every once in a while that traffic patterns have increased and crowds are growing. And with October celebrating a couple of things such as Halloween and Oktoberfest, they could be down. And that could explain it. Anyway, what was I saying? What was I rambling about? Probably nothing. Just running with you and grateful for your company. I am running in my Brooks ASRs, a sturdy backup go-to shoe, as my Newton, I can never remember the name of my first pair of Newtons. I want to say all-terrains or something like that, are soaked. I mean, drenched, waterlogged. Probably because they were soaked last week and I left them on the front stoop and it rained almost every day this week. But I also have my newest pair of Newton Motions that were replaced for me from the running store. I've not broken those in yet. I'm going to save those, I think, and wear out the Brooks and the Newton all-terrains. But as well, I have a new orthotic to pick up, and it might serve me well to either break in those new Newtons or look at the Hokas as I put a new orthotic in. So now I have a backup orthotic, two pairs of backup shoes, and a regular orthotic. The quandary for me is whether I should use the current orthotic for running, since they're broken in and a bit worn. Actually, they're going to be refurbished. I'm going to drop those off and they're going to refurbish these. And use my new orthotics for simply walking around in. Or if I should use the new orthotics for nice, good, fresh support in my new shoes. Lots of things to ponder on that front. I don't know if I shared with you, but my podiatrist said the Newtons are fine for my running, but he would not recommend that I use them just to walk around in because of the heel drop. I need a little bit of heel lift for me. That's just me. So, there's my running gear section. That's the running gear portion of the show. Yeah, right. Well, I'm wearing my Brooks ASRs, and they've been good for trail and road. They're kind of a hybrid shoe, and they don't have a lot of wear on the bottom, so they're really in good shape. I want to try to be thrifty, but get the right kind of shoe for the right kind of running. You know what I mean? So those are blue, and my socks are white, and my shorts are, Adidas, navy blue, with a light blue piping on the side. And my shirt is a cloth Disney grumpy t-shirt that I got many years ago. It's one of those tees that are old and comfy and that you love and they fit just right. The grumpy is not in reference to me, but rather Grumpy, who is one of the seven dwarfs, which could be me, couldn't it? Okay. Here comes traffic. So there goes a couple cars. Not too pleased with this traffic. Can you hear those runners across the street? Morning. So, in the parking lot up to the causeway, so the traffic is having me pause happy here. This looks like a photo op here. But anyway, in the parking lot right before the causeway, there's a lot more runners in their cars. I think there's a run club that may meet here Saturday mornings. But, it's turned out to be a wise idea. The sky is dawning even further now. And, I think I'm gonna have to get a photo here pretty soon. Because it's just too pretty. I moved away from the road and I'm over by the little 10-yard section of beach. Just close to the water's edge, and there's no real waves, there's some gentle flow of the water, but I don't think they're even creating a wave. It's still pretty to look at though. Good morning, sir.
Oh, what is it?
You catching anything?
I'm looking for the mullet.
Mullet? No, you're not catching any?
I got two.
Is that them jumping?
Yeah, that's it. Just
that. Well, good luck. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye. Gentleman trying to catch some mullet. He caught a couple. But they're jumping. Look, right in front of him out of the water, they're jumping. Let's get up this cobblestone here. I'll be at the drawbridge. I may have to pause again here. Oh, what a beautiful sunrise behind me. I'm seeing some pink. All right, let's pause, let this car go by. You know, I look behind me and on the eastern part of the sky, there's getting that orange pink hue that's so gorgeous in the west at the end of the day. I'm gonna miss that photo up because by the time I get over the drawbridge here, it'll be a background of road and traffic as opposed to sand, sea, tree, and sky. Okay, so I'm on the actual drawbridge. That's still great. There's a couple cars coming up behind me here. But I'm seeing seagulls fly towards me and a little tiny boat in the narrows here. It's almost kind of a scary feeling when you feel that vibration of the grate under your feet. But I'm a scaredy cat. I think I've lost track of my run-walk ratio. So let's just start running. Now we're on the downside of this drawbridge. I don't know what the elevation is, but I'm not much concerned about elevations. It just occurred to me that I'm speaking with some flow. That's not a substitute for good conversation and interesting subject matter, but I feel comfortable in talking, and it's finding some rhythm with the run. So this tells me that I am in the steady state that I have come to love and clamor for. The steady state of euphoria, endorphins, or as the running jackal would say, the glory zone. All right, so now I've got to, I almost have to walk down this cobblestone here because it's so steep. And it's a little slick, a little sticky here. I could fall. Let me stop talking and concentrate. Almost went down. Oh, almost went down again. Gotta really curl my toes here to get down this slope. The rock is slick. It's smooth cobblestone. And now, I've made it safely. I'm directly under the bridge. Oh, that's beautiful. Let me get this picture, because now I'm down by the water. Bear with me. Let me pause. All right, am I back? Let's see. I got two things in my hand, my phone from the picture, and this. Yeah, I'm back. Okay. I wanted to make sure the pause button is functioning correctly. So I just got a beautiful sunrise sky. So that's the definition of a sky that's showing the colors of sunrise, but not the actual sun itself. That definition I just made up. How goofy am I? Oh, I forgot. I'm grumpy, not goofy. But yeah, I think that I'm achieving glory zone status, as termed by our friend Carlos, the running jackal. I feel as though I owe Carlos an apology. Maybe not, but I feel as though I've not been as communicative via email and social media and even on Lexilis Word Game as I have been in the past. Now, I realize that it's because of the busyness of life that I've mentioned over the past couple podcasts. But in social media, sometimes it may come off different. You know, it's one of the subtle nuances of social media. You're really active, and then you just stop. Or you're not that talkative for a week or two, and you wonder what the perception is. So if the perception was anything other than I've been crazy busy and exhausted by life, then my apologies go out to who I consider to be a very dear friend. I'm on a walk break. Not too happy about these cars, but it ain't my world, right? Oh, that sky is gorgeous. Boy, look at that picturesque sunrise you get to fish to.
Yeah,
isn't right that gorgeous? Faces. Yep, there's some more runners on the south side there. I'm the only one on the north side running. It doesn't have a paved footpath like the south side of the causeway, but it's got a nice dirt. It's got a little give to it. It's not a hard path, but it's not soft powder sand either. It's got a nice dirt packed. I don't think you could call it beach. Just a little land strip next to the wharf. It's untied next to the water on the north side of the intercoastal. And now that the sun's coming up behind me, it's starting to make some of the clouds in front of me Oh, the whole sky is orange behind me. I gotta stop and get another one. This has turned into a beautiful, beautiful, picturesque run. I'm gonna pause. Okay, that means a run again. I just stopped and took another couple of pictures and a very short video, almost a minute long, of the way the sky was developing before me. And I have to tell you, I don't care if it pours and thunderstorms on me on the way back to the car. It was worth it to get up and see what I'm seeing now. This is truly a time where I'm feeling alive and grateful and happy, and all of the past week and all of the busyness of life that has lie behind me is washed away in the splash of a sunrise. As I huff and puff, run, breathe, move through space and time, grateful to have two world-weary eyes that can look out over this landscape and allow it to permeate and to create soul satisfaction as my emotive brushstrokes. How corny was that? You're saying to yourself. Sometimes I think I just want to talk and express things, and I don't know how to express them. So I just talk and search for any word I can latch onto. Just saying, I think that's the case with me. Lots of big, excuse me, giant puddles. I'm trying to dodge a little bit. There we go. So, oh, we're about 3.5 miles now. Time I get up to the turnaround at Honeymoon Island, it'll easily put me at 4. And then 2.5 back. I'll get 6 or 7 out of this. And we know I would like 9 or 10, but I'll be very happy with 6 or 7. And I just turned around to see what that sunrise was doing. And now the sky is not as a glow. It has that grayish pink hue, but I can see the edge of the sun coming up above the city line, the skyline. What do you call that when you have city background and the sun's coming up? Or the city background, they call that the skyline, don't they? Whatever. Okay, let's get back on this one. It's a cute little birdies fluttering away as I run by them. You hear them singing? Chirping, not singing. Pigeons, seagulls. Morning. All right, I'm heading eastbound. I've made the turn at Honeymoon Island, and I've covered, well, I'll be coming up on 5 miles in about 0.03 tenths here. I have a bit of a breeze. I don't know if it's affecting the sound quality of this portion of the podcast, but up until now, as I've listened back, there's been no problems with the wind. So I'm just gonna have to really be careful and watch out, because at this point of the run, I usually fall victim to a little bit of arm swing from fatigue. Now, I'm not feeling all that fatigued, but I just want to be aware of it so that I don't let it happen. I would love to have seen that pink sky I saw earlier behind me, but it is now steely gray. Good morning. It's still beautiful. The skyscape is ever changing before me, and change is good, whether it be in the moment or throughout our lives. Yeah. Let's do a walk break. Good morning. Friendly couples, young people, older people, dogs, no bicyclists, fishermen, the usual cast of characters in my private Saturday show. Yeah, that could be a title. I don't know. Still trying to think of a title for this episode. I'll surprise you. I always do. Morning. I'm getting nods back in case you don't hear. Being overly greeting. Back at the run. I may listen to this back and see what kind of wind I'm talking about, because I'm having a dead space in my brain. Morning. Morning. Lots of runners. Lots and lots of runners. I feel like I'm in my playground here. Morning. Not only did I get a wave with that one, but a smile from the young gentleman. He must be feeling it as well. Well, yeah, the wind is a bit more, and the brain is a bit deader. I don't know how much longer I can go on with this. As in usual fashion, I may be trailing off here with a dot, dot, dot. The only other thing on my mind that I can think of is that I'm still mulling over this. Good morning. This Wild Horse Xterra 13.1 trail run on November the 2nd, which this is about 3 weeks away. Well, I'm a little over that. And part of me still wants to run it. The other part of me is concerned that I haven't gotten a 13 miler in prior to that. So up to date, up to this day, I've gotten 10 miles in as a long run. That was 2 weeks ago. I think, was it last week? I don't know, it was a week or two ago. So, if the weather has changed for good, I would suspect I could get another double-digit run in or two before the marathon, before the half marathon, and feel, and would feel, a bit more confident about the whole thing. So, we will see where that goes. I am not all in, and I'm not all out. So, now here comes the rain that I said I was gonna be happy to accept. It's coming from behind me, from the west. It's like quite the storm. So I'm gonna shut this down so I don't electrocute. No, I'm not gonna get electrocuted with batteries, but I'm gonna concentrate on the cleansing of the run. As I finish up about, what do I got here? It's 5 3/4. I got about another mile. No, I got about another mile and a quarter to go. So we're almost at 6. I'll get 7. And I'll get the joy in the memory banks of this morning with you guys out on the Dunedin Causeway. This is Just Norm. I'm grateful for you guys, and I love you. And we'll talk again.